This is the love story of Dick and Jeannie.
Warm like a zephyr on the summer air.
I dream of Jeannie with light brown hair.
I guess I should introduce myself. I'm Jeannie, and I came to New York from a small town all set to get a job in radio. You see, I have a voice, but when I reached New York, I learned that voices were a dime a dozen. And so I settled for a job in that big building where radio shows are built. But right now, here's somebody you should listen to.
It's my turn. Well, my name's Dick, and I came to New York to get a singing job in radio, but after a while I decided that I liked to eat, so I'm an elevator operator. Well, I get close to the radio stars anyhow. They ride up and down in my car, and when I'm off duty, I can walk along a corridor between the studios where the shows are being made. That's what I'm doing right now. Wonder who's singing. Must be one of the famous stars. I'm going to open the door of that studio and peek in. Oh, it's only a girl in a guide's uniform.
She might be.
She sure has what it takes.
The corner,
I know that song myself. Guess I'll chime in.
Will I recognize a light in her eyes that no other eyes reveal?
Or will I pass him by and never even know that he is my ideal?
Well, I thought I was singing in an empty studio. And then, all at once...
It was a duet. My name's Dick.
I'm Jeannie. I came to New York to break into radio, but I didn't have any luck.
Well, my story's a carbon copy of yours. I didn't have any luck either, until now. You know what, Jeannie? I think we should sing together whenever we're free.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. Let's meet...
Tomorrow? Same time, same place? Let's meet every tomorrow, Jeannie.
I'm all alone now. Dick's gone back to his elevator, but do you want to know a secret? Dick is my ideal.
Here I am, back in my elevator, looking forward to tomorrow, thinking of a girl who's my ideal.